Where the fuck's Robo?
Except for this.
Come on, bro.
I do smell a little rank.
Robo, well, you know, it's all part of being an adult, Ben.
You mean part of living in the garage?
Not only, well, you know, that's not my fault.
My garage
is kind of your fault.
It could be the streets.
It could be the streets.
You could be on the streets.
That's true.
And how dare you?
Who's to say I'm not on the streets?
Fault. Shit.
I'm always in the streets.
I've raised you more than your own fucking mother has.
No, kind father, father.
Well, both. Both.
They did their best. And that's what we're all learning together, how to do our best.
Yeah, and that's what we're learning is that sometimes our best
is not good enough.
All systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to Jam Hole. Today is Tuesday, March 26th, 2024, the year of our Lord. And my name is Matt.
And I'm BJ.
And I'm Ben.
And this is episode 831. For your Tuesday evening here, thejamhole.com. Check it out. It's a website. You can find all the stuff if you are into it.
I'm back.
Yay.
That's what I was going to say.
Welcome back.
That's right.
If you're into it, you can leave a message. Voicemail line for you at 406-204-4687. Put that shit in your phone under the jam hole. And you know, when you're listening and you think of something and you like, you yell it to yourself or to your kids or your wife or whoever, your husband, like in the car, instead of doing that, just like hit that fucking speed dial and just leave that message. And then like, we'll play it. Maybe if it's good. Welcome back, BJ.
And
welcome
we do
back.
Screen them. So no N bombs in there.
That's right. No N bombs.
Also listener emails, no N bombs.
Or N bomb free.
Actually, you know, the more we tell them not to do that, the more they're likely it is that they do it.
Yeah.
So N bomb away.
N-bomb free since
if you must.
2013.
We'll so, beep it out.
Since 2000, yeah, 13 is
since
probably
5 years
right.
Too late.
welcome back, BJ. So did you, we have a bet going. little inside baseball bet here.
Perfect.
Did you go down there to pull the plug or did you go down there to just like say your final respects and like thanks for foster care and all that shit, and I hope heaven's everything you wish it was.
I kind of went up there to see if she tried to kill him.
Ooh, interesting. Okay, the right plot here. Gets groovy. See, I didn't even think of that.
Right here on the podcast.
Yeah. Wow.
You heard it first.
Coming out swinging.
Hot takes.
So
before I left,
she?
I had this like really weird.
You gotta say allegedly tried to kill him.
A premonition.
Otherwise, you get sued.
I said it's a feeling, Ben.
Okay, sorry.
A feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel.
I feel like she tried to kill him.
Damn. So, can we check out, like, the talks panel? Or, like,
I want to so bad, but
I take it she's not a listener.
No.
She must not be a listener.
No.
Okay.
I don't.
Well, God forbid she hears 831.
I don't think people that old listen to podcasts, to be perfectly frank with you.
Dude, she blocked me on Facebook one time because I took a picture with my gun. Because
she was poisoning your father, ex-father. What are they called?
I think they're father ex-laws.
What's that clicking?
I don't know.
It's gone. It's not happening again. Okay. Don't worry.
You're clipping your fingernails?
No, it just reminded me of like some weird Pavlovian response that I started like drew. I don't know. The clicker is a very powerful tool.
Yeah, yeah.
So you went down there. She didn't. Allegedly. Jesus Christ. So I guess like my big confusion was that like you were a foster kid, but then like your dad was there and
was
then,
alive the whole time.
Yeah. Mm. And like, so you were like a foster kid by choice. Cause like,
no.
That shit just sounds dope, right? Like every kid back in the day wanted to be that foster kid.
No, cause I was a foster kid when he walked out.
Oh, okay. He went out for the proverbial smokes.
You got to get some cigs.
The gallon of milk and some cigs and never came back.
No, I mean, he walked out, but I knew where he went.
Where was it?
Down the street to the bar.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he was there even before that, but
so
my dad was the town drunk and the aggressive town drunk.
In which town was this?
Whitehall.
Whitehall, okay.
Yeah.
A beautiful, beautiful town in eastern Montana. Eastern Montana.
Well, you know it's nice if I've never heard of it.
It's middle.
It's a midtown.
It's legit the Florida of Butte. Montana.
It's like right outside of Butte.
It's not south, but it is the Florida of Montana.
Right outside Butte sounds beautiful.
Beautiful, but beautiful country. Thank you. So how was flying for your first time ever?
Not first, but okay. Right there on like third.
Second time?
Third. Yeah.
This is...
Is...
The first adventure was...
How are your arms feeling?
Texas. They,
Woo! I just flew in from LA and... Good Lord, my arms are tired.
My arms are fine.
You fucking idiots. All right. Back on track here. How was it? I mean, what was the vibe like? You just get there and they like bring you into the fucking the deathbed scene.
Well, I knew he was not going to be
performing the last rites or
you
like
you were trying to figure out why you started pulling out your what are those called again?
Your phone?
Oh, like your spy equipment, you know, like for the follicles and shit.
Just running trace samples and shit. Yeah.
I was talking up hair to some follicles. Of the nurses.
I'm going to need blood, semen.
Oh, you got it good with the nurses, huh?
And poop.
That good.
We'll just take those underwear. That should cover it.
Did they bring you extra meds? Could they spare some meds for this grieving daughter?
For this grieving widow?
No, sir. they kept saying how they were going to put my dad onto Ativan, and I said, you better dose him high because it takes a lot for me.
He needs about five times as much as a normal person.
He's dying, like so you're going to need way more than I need.
Our family has what you would call a legacy tolerance.
Wanted to be like, I'm on like three right now. Yeah. I'm on like three right now to function.
You just break those up into nice fat lines about 3 inches long.
It's crazy. I don't know why you sleep all the time. It's like the weirdest thing, Doc.
Party in her mind.
I keep taking these benzos and like I just keep falling asleep.
No,
I don't know.
I don't take those that often.
Well, that's good.
That's like right before the Caesar twitch. But
yeah.
Fuck that. I was prepping to not have the seizure twitch.
I'm really thankful you didn't have a seizure on the flight to or from or at the hospital.
So is
that was good news.
I know we're all over the fucking place here. Good
yeah,
go.
Sorry. Let's focus.
Is flying as lit/legit as the articles we cover make it out to be? Like, are people legit just losing their fucking minds up there?
It was actually 30,000. Really calm. There was nobody that lost their mind.
That's okay. Good.
I think I was the most pissed off person there.
No fights.
God.
No violent outbursts.
It was the last flight here. Like, all the ones up there.
That's
and
when
everything.
You started waving the gun around.
Everybody be cool.
No.
I'm
like,
a foster kid. My dad is on death. Death's knocking on heaven's door.
No, dad's already dead because I'm back. I'm on my way back here.
Right, yeah.
Fucking, okay. They asked for 10 people to volunteer to check the carry-on bags because they're planes like full, you know.
Of course, because we can't fucking do math, so we overbook literally every
as much
flight,
as possible.
Every
we
flight.
Do it on purpose.
We try to book at least 2 people per seat. That way, we're like max efficiency
and,
at all times.
So, and at the same time, we get to fuck 2 people over, and we love that.
That's right. Hey, would anybody?
They wanted 10.
Oh, 10 people over.
So I decided to be one of the nice people, right?
Yep.
I rearranged my bags, got the things that I didn't want on the carry-on into my purse. And then brought it up. I get on the motherfucking plane and there are 40 extra seats. We are not only not at full capacity to where they need help.
It's essentially a private jet.
You could pretty much fucking seat yourself.
I actually chartered this plane
other
for her
than
because
the, like,
I knew
front.
She's a grieving widow. I try to take care of my bitches.
So I checked my bag. Which, if Matt wouldn't have been late to the airport, I'd have been pissed.
Whoa.
Because
hey, now.
Yeah, well.
I did pretty damn fucking good.
I think you were there right on time, weren't you?
And not to mention the amount of respect I showed for you by coming there to pick you up myself and not sending my fucking errand boy.
What about the Lyft you were going to call?
Yeah, you know.
You debated all morning on getting that Lyft. You decided at the last second, fine, I'll do it.
No.
And that was a good choice.
Oh my Christ. On the way back, not on the way there. Okay. Anyway, it doesn't matter. None of this fucking matters. So did you feel the vibes and all of the thoughts and prayers that we sent your way? Because we spent probably a good like
we had a seance in your name and your dead father's name.
$50 on a Ouija board.
Some candles.
A bunch of prayers. I mean, we were sending them, you know? Did you get those you felt that wave of just like warmth and love and shit like wash over you, right?
I was feeling pretty loved.
You felt good. That shit.
See? Yeah, I was trying to check on you a little.
I told you.
Yeah.
I was loved.
Yeah. Good. I told you.
That's good.
All right.
It's good. So you felt it when you needed it.
Who did, do they call it the honors? Who had the honors of pulling the plug?
Well, they didn't pull a plug. They took the they took the oxygen off him and then they gave him a morphine patch.
Do you feel like,
ooh, nice.
Do you feel like you kind of got shortchanged here? Like not having a plug to
you
pull?
You wanted the option. That's what you're saying.
Well, that's what modern day.
Most people get the offer. You didn't even get the offer.
I feel like that's what dramas and television trains us and programs us to believe, that at the end of times for any relatives and whatnot, there will be a plug to pull.
Yeah.
And that's when you really like get to kind of like voice
you
your
get to play God.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
And you get to, you're like thumbs up, thumbs down. Which way is it going to go? Am I going to pull it?
He already didn't want the oxygen when I got there. They had been for pretty much like.
What is it? DNR.
DNR. And just one, like the smoothest move ever, just like pulling the plug and intercepting the morphine drip and piping it like right in your own arm. Just peace out. Just
switching them out.
Thank you. Oh my Christ.
Well, no, he had the fentanyl patch though.
My favorite part,
oh yeah, what was your favorite part about
really
going to the hospital?
I thought it was amazing that for a woman, I'm 36 and my dad was 9 when he walked out.
Whoa. It was 90? Okay?
9.
I was 9.
Oh.
And I am now 36. Yeah. So she's had him
all
these years.
Do you need these headphones, bro?
All these years.
I need a hearing aid.
Do you want the headphones? Jesus Christ.
And to walk in there and me be able to look at his face, and even though he couldn't really speak well, I could read his eyes and see and the motions he was making. You know how people have a very...
Oh, yeah.
They
mannerisms.
They wear their heart on their face.
I knew these mannerisms, and she was acting like she had no fucking clue. And she's like, Bill, he never cursed. No. No,
she's like
cursing
his
with
fist.
His fucking.
Because I guess she
keeps eating my Jell-O. That bitch.
He was cursing DJ's at the
like,
nurses
I knew what that one
when
meant.
He wasn't there, and he even flipped me off. I know he flipped me off. Like she's like, it looks like he just flipped me off because he did.
Like, this motherfucker.
I thought it was
fucking
funny.
What's going on?
I thought it was fucking funny. Because I asked him, I'm like, well, if you had the choice, that this was when he flipped me off, I said, if you had the choice, what would you do right now? If you could do anything you wanted right now at this moment.
I've had my eye on that nurse that keeps bringing, I'd say 2 shots of Dilaudid in that nurse for about a half
hour. A little
hour.
Jello on the side.
Fuck
he,
yeah.
Yeah, like, as
set.
So it was just funny that when the shit he was doing was shit he didn't do once he was with her.
Mm-hmm.
So the reverting back that he had done was this man that she had never fucking met.
Oh, I see.
And I knew completely, like I could read.
The mask came off.
Yes. Ooh. Every function nice. That he did, I'm like, I know what he's saying. I know what he's doing. Like, I don't even have to.
Did you get to say it to her?
She didn't believe me when I tell her shit.
You're like the sign language interpreter for.
And the nurses, they asked me right in front of her. They're like, did your father used to cuss? And I said, yeah. And they said, like a sailor. And I said, absolutely.
How could you tell?
Because they'd hear it when they were there.
The right. Fucking sailor outfit gave it away. What?
And she's like, my Bill, I had never heard him spoke to them like that. It was just so fucking.
Oof. So that just goes to show you got to find the right one. You can just be yourself.
He just
around.
Wanted out. Oh, yeah. Like yeah. He didn't want to be with my mom. He wanted out. And he found his best way out. A woman that had a house.
That's a dope way to, I mean,
I feel like he's just moved.
Right? And probably not even in the garage. I bet he got free range of the whole house, you know?
And free cooking.
Yeah, that is
cooking, cleaning.
That's true. I like the idea of BJ rolling in there and being like, I told you, Dad, I have a baby now. You said it would never happen. Well, what's up now? I have my own family. That's right.
In your face,
Tinkerbell's
bitch.
Flying free, motherfuck.
I Enjoy did tell him it was hell. Okay to move on. I've got my own family. I've grown up. I did perfectly fine.
That's mm-hmm. right. You know, you're well taken care of, yep. if I do say so myself.
You're doing great. You won the rat race,
oh,
technically.
My fuck. Yeah,
she
you definitely.
She kept telling me that I'm shit, in the lottery. Too. You won. She was interesting.
Who, the nurse?
No.
Oh.
My stepmother.
Right.
She's well, still interesting.
Is she still your stepmother now that he's gone?
Well, technically, yeah.
Okay.
Did she take your spot in the will, and when will I be expecting my dowry?
Yeah, when do we get a cash out?
When do we get...
Just kidding. Just kidding. That was rude. That was rude.
She, oh, my God.
She got that a long time ago.
I'm dying. Oh, fuck. Cash me out. Just, like, picture him at a fucking keto machine, just, like, hammering that button, trying to beat the fucking clock. Holy fuck. Well, that's good. I'm glad you're back. I had my own little adventure. As you can see, Ben has once again,
hey.
The prodigal son has returned.
In the house.
Welcome back.
In the garage. But
4
yeah.
years later.
Yeah.
Well, I'm in the house right now.
Well, yeah, you know, podcasts. I couldn't find a long enough cable to run it into the garage.
We let him out on his good days.
That's you know, Ben was actually like super fucking helpful, especially when it came to dealing with certain things, certain what are they called?
Events. Event horizons.
Certain fuck, what's that word?
Childcare?
No, the thing where you have obligations, certain obligations.
Okay, good.
And he like came in and just saved the fucking day. And I got to just like rest.
I am Narcan in the flesh
and relax. My man.
Wow.
I tried to OD like 4 times and the dude just like wouldn't
just
let
giving
me
him mouth
like,
to
stop.
Mouth.
The fuck. Yeah. What
but I
is
love
that?
It.
Oh God. Why do I feel like, oh shit now? Thank you. And then like it's
interesting,
it's,
huh?
I learned a lot. It's super interesting watching shows like Family Guy and shit like that with an 8-year-old who knows a lot but doesn't really know shit. And then seeing things, she like see like for example, Peter in one of the episodes had Stewie in a like a backpack. On the front, right? Like he just had him like shoved in there.
Yeah.
And she's like, is that a real thing or is that just like a dumb fucking like TV thing?
Yeah.
And it made me think, I'm like, fuck, man, how embarrassing. Like, unfortunately, honey, that is a real
just so
thing.
You know, the human race does
that,
do this.
That yeah. is a real thing.
Like
it's
like
super
the baby
funny,
leashes.
Like, what they pick up on. And then they're like, is that real or is that bullshit? Because of how, like, ridiculous it is. And,
it
but
is.
Then it's like, yeah, that thing is actually real.
But
so.
To be fair, they
Thank
are
you.
Practical. I mean, lots of, it's like
yeah,
a soccer
yeah,
mom
guess.
Hiker kind of
I mean,
deal.
That was just one example.
Yeah, it's a good
yeah,
example.
I, it was the only example, actually.
Okay.
But I thought it really puts it into perspective when like an
how
8-year-old is just like, this is fucking retarded. That like how fucking retarded humanity is.
That's
and
funny.
Just like how far and retarded we've come. So,
yes.
I do want to mention we kind of, and this just started today, but we're kind of kicking around the idea. It's been quite a while since our hiatus and the birth of the child, the Antichrist and whatnot. Since we've done like a live audience show.
It's been 8 years.
8 years. Maybe 2000.
Nine. Her own grandmother asked if she was hit by lightning when she went to enter the church.
Oh, yeah. Nobody knows what you're talking about.
Oh, I didn't take her to a church.
When you say shit like you got to...
Got to give context.
Context.
Yes.
That's the name.
You just brought up the Antichrist.
Let's see. Right. So there was a birthday party that...
No one knew about.
Nobody literally knew
about.
40
minutes before it happened.
Nope.
And it ended up being at a church. And so, you know, my mom was like, so did she like burst into flames when she like, no, I don't think so. I mean, I don't know. I didn't take her. Ben,
she
I
asked
made
Aurora
it was me.
If she had gotten hit by lightning. She
I made,
specifically asked our like her.
I have good manners, so I can mingle with the church folk. It wasn't too bad.
I had Mr. Belvedere take her. It was fine. Totally
you say please,
fine.
You say thank you, they offer you pizza, you just keep eating until you're sick.
Oh yeah, church people are
they're easy to get along
for
with.
Like how awful and just the worst they are. Like they're
very polite.
They're very,
during
very
church,
polite,
they're yes. very amazing.
Because they got
that's the
they got Jizo just like over their shoulder, just like you sure
do not snap today.
You sure that's what you want to do? You sure that's the is that the choice you want to make? Okay, no, I mean it's hey, it's free will, right? Free will. I just that you know maybe not the choice I would make. Sometimes, Bill, we got to ask ourselves, what would Jizo do?
Well, what I liked about the party was that there were free donuts and
it
free
was
pizza.
Food, yo,
dead. Anytime you can provide free like craft food. Services, like yeah. Ben's on it.
Yeah, I mean,
it doesn't matter what he's got to do. He'll pack fucking 150 weed bag tubes without ventilation, without a respirator. He don't give a fuck.
Just feed
Ben. Will just get in there and get it done. Just make sure you feed him.
That's right. I'll even take an 8-year-old to a church birthday party.
Yeah, I wasn't sure where that sentence was going. When you started it, I was like, might have some editing to do here.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
no,
totally.
That's legit. And I do. I appreciate it.
It was fun.
I was
I learned
not
a lot about myself that day.
Going to take her.
How much pizza I could eat.
How much?
I learned a lot many, that day. How much pizza I could eat.
How many pizzas could you eat?
I had 3 slices, but it wasn't enough. So I had some donuts.
Yeah. So for those new listeners, we did 3 live audience shows. This was back like 2010. We did episode 250, episode 404, and episode 525. Those were all live in-person audience shows at Anna's New York Pizza at a restaurant our homies owned, which was cool because we just like shut down the restaurant and then open
and
the
pizza.
Restaurant and just got hella fucking stoned. People were getting drunk. And we did a show while people ate pizza, and it was a great time.
That sounds awesome.
It was fun. And so it got me thinking, it's like, man, we should, you know, maybe at least
rent out another pizza place.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. And I bet we could do it at fucking Fat Boys because everyone we know fucking works there and probably owns the place by now. I don't know.
Well, you want to go to Montana for a live show?
Well, that's the idea. So the last one we did was the 525.
We decided we want
right?
to see if Sean will cater.
Well, there's a lot of like moving parts here, but okay. Anyone that listened to like early episodes knows Sean Coverley, the dude that rapped with me on the rap music project. He like is this crazy like Chef Ramsay fucking cook, I guess. And so
Hell's Kitchen,
we thought it would be dope to like, and not even like tell him that it's a jam hole thing, just to like be like, oh yeah, we want you to come and
and then prank him.
Cater this party. And then
it's a
there,
wedding. We could have him cater us? Coming from a wedding perspective. Like,
how epic would that be? I mean, it would be so dope. So August 13th, 2011 was the last show. And that was 525.
At Anna's. Over there on the west
at
side
the
of
old
Kalispell.
Black Anus fucking restaurant. You remember that?
I didn't know that Anna's was at that place.
Yeah.
Or they just catered.
No, they opened up a fine dining restaurant.
I don't remember
there.
That.
In the Black Anus. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Huh. So, but yeah, we did like Montana-y things. And I figured since we're going to be there again for vacation,
for
maybe
all of summer,
if any OG Jamholians want to like revisit the magic that was 2011.
Dude, that'd be
when
great.
We took you guys through whitewater rafting at Wild River Adventures. Do you guys remember that?
This was like a full day.
And then
event?
A jam hole in studio show. And then didn't we go to like the fucking that weird ass fucking the not the maze but the House of Mystery?
Yes.
And see the vortex.
BJ was there?
And then we did no, this was pre BJ.
Okay.
PBJ.
I wasn't there.
This was me, Dana, MDS was there. I think Burger was there.
What about the one kid?
There was a couple of there
well,
several
one kid.
Several
there are a lot
people
of one
came
kids.
Out.
Ryan's little brother.
Pretty surprised, but
Braden.
Yeah.
He was there?
Maybe. This might have been post-Braden, pre-BJ.
Because you punched him in the dick a bunch, right?
No, I don't think I punched him in the dick.
I thought there was a video of
There's
that.
A video of us, like, punching styrofoam. We did so dumb shit. It was fun, though. You know, like, what else are you doing? You live in fucking Montana.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, true.
Entertain yourself.
Right.
But anyway, yeah, it was a good time. So I thought maybe if people are into it, we'll be there probably, you know, July, August, somewhere around there.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you want to come take a trip, Montana in the summer is just epic on its own.
July 4th.
And then to have some natives such as ourselves, not like Indians, obviously. Not Native Americans, but like
Native Montanans. Native,
not even that, but like, you know, if you want some people that know the ropes there and been around, you know, around the old block.
Yeah, then, where are you from again?
Consider it.
Santa Monica?
Let's not talk about my past.
Okay, sorry.
All right. So,
pretty sure it's San Francisco.
Hidden history.
It was a damn good time. And that was the live show that some fucking asshole drove a car through David, the kid from Anna's Pizza, through his fucking living room.
During the live show?
Yeah. We're like doing the show, and homie like runs up and he's like, I gotta go. Like, don't fuck up the restaurant. I was like, what? And yeah, like you can
then you
see
got the news later.
There's a picture of it in the video of like the carnage. It was wrecked, dude. It was so bad.
That's horrible. Did anybody get hurt?
No, I don't think so.
Well, it wasn't home.
Just right. We were all at the fucking restaurant. It was dope.
Damn.
But yeah, we shoot guns. We fucking. I mean, there's all sorts of.
Was
shit
it a DUI hit and run thing?
I don't know if I don't remember. This was
2011. Yeah, a while ago.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I mean, that's kind of a day you don't forget, though, if you're involved.
Well, it wasn't my house, it wasn't my car, so.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
That is a good perspective.
Yep.
It was an event you can forget.
So if you want to go, hop in the Telegram. Links are in the show notes at thejamhole.com. And drop a pin, dog. Drop a pin.
Hit up Anna's.
Drop it like it's hot. Send some thoughts and prayers and shit, you know?
Well, you should rent out Sykes. That would be a very Kalispell move.
I mean, no, renting out like the Grange Hall. That would be a fucking, or like Depot Park.
Dude, I had a friend back in the day rent out this church, and then he just turned it into like the worst place you've ever been for a night.
Nice, nice. Those are my favorite kinds of churches.
Dude, it was wild. They brought in like four kegs, and everybody was doing all their drugs like off the pews.
Oh, yeah. I mean, where else are you going to do them? You
know? Off the pews.
There you go.
Off the pulpit.
I would just like to give a huge shout out while we've been snailibrating our emotional support snail farm. Things have going amazing. We've gone from 5 snails to 15 snails. From a Tupperware to a snailarium to two snailariums, a large and a medium size. And I'm thinking I might just order a couple more here. Sky's the limit, you know?
A small one, a pocket pack?
Snail's the limit. I want
to have
like,
your own personal one to carry along.
I want a cool little snailarium just chilling on my desk here right
kind
now.
Kind of like in a glass suitcase deal?
Yeah, just like hanging out here. Because they're so dope. They'll just like hang out on your fucking hand while you type and do your work and shit.
They kind of tickle.
Snails are dope, man. People underestimate. I mentioned this last episode.
You went from robots to snails in a month?
Oh, yeah. I don't give a fuck. I have zero fucking.
You got to do a robot shaped snail.
Zero chill.
Do you see where she gets it?
Yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
No.
She definitely showed more interest in the snails than she did the robots, though. That one night, like when we tried to build that robot and it just wasn't working, she was done. She's like, that's it. I'm never doing robotics again, Dad. Fuck you.
Where are my snails at?
Sorry. Done. So, yeah, if you want to snailibrate with us, there's a lot of videos I've been posting up on my ex page, on my ex's page. On twitter.com/thejamhole.
Is it x.com now?
It's no. I mean, probably, but
I don't know.
I don't trust that shit. You know? I don't know if I can.
It's a bait and switch.
X to the Z exhibit, you know? Yep. Hey, Baltimore, what's up?
Yeah.
You guys.
Where are my bridges at?
Where my fucking. I got a bridge to sell you.
Not anymore, though.
Have you heard about this? The Key Bridge collapses after a ship collision. Now, is this terrorism? Is this just drunk
space lasers?
I just hit the Titanic.
Directed energy weapons.
Iceberg. What are we talking
about?
Was
there a Godzilla attack?
Was this kaiju? Do we need to fire up the fucking the Jaegers? I heard your bombs. What's
I wonder what was so important about this bridge? It needed to be destroyed.
That's right. That's where
that's where your head went.
That's where I assumed your head would go. Oh. Right. No, me, I know, because I'm a bit of a historian myself, that
you know a bit about this bridge.
Bridges in general, infrastructure is just degraded as fuck. Uh-huh. Baltimore is a huge fucking shithole. No offense, Baltimore. You're a huge fucking shithole. The so Orioles? Are the Orioles still a thing? Baltimore Orioles? Are you serious?
Oreos?
The Orioles? Orioles? Do you remember Cal Ripken and Billy Ripken and no. Billy Ripken Jr.?
What or was that?
It Cal Ripken Jr.? It was like this whole family of Ripkins that played for the Orioles.
Oh, I see.
Baltimore Orioles.
I met a dude from Baltimore, but he wouldn't pronounce it correct. He'd just say
Baltimore.
He sounded like he was on drugs.
Just Baltimore is in a state of like constant OD Narcan. Back to the Narcan. All the while, like, checking for unlocked car doors to steal shit out of.
Do you remember the clip of Trump saying Baltimore was a shithole?
Yeah, do you remember the clip of me saying Baltimore is a like literally five minutes ago?
Well, but then what they did was they did these on the street interviews where they're like, they're trying to prove how racist he was for saying that. And they were going up to people from Baltimore.
What does that have to do with the race?
No, I know.
Humans in Baltimore. Yeah, your town is awful garbage.
They would go up to the people in Baltimore and be like, yeah, it is a shithole. He's absolutely right.
Have you been there?
Yeah.
Have you been there? Have you been there and not gotten shot at?
Yeah, it's hella dangerous.
It's legit. Yeah.
I'll stick to where I'll be over here.
Baltimore.
Yeah. Yeah, Baltimore is not great. And who was the mayor? I feel whatever.
Was he a Ripken?
No.
Bill Ripken?
And I'm not that familiar with baseball. You are, though, aren't you?
A little. No, not what? Anymore.
No.
I thought you were.
Like
40 years ago.
Oh,
well, 30 years ago, okay. I guess.
I might be off. I thought you were doing something with baseball cards off. This summer.
Oh, well. Yeah,
that wasn't this summer, was
is
it?
That,
yes, was, it was.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't want to talk about
it. Sorry. Okay.
Look at that shit, though. That bridge is like gone.
Damn. I wonder what they did with what kind of drift. It's like a traffic bridge?
I guess. Six people who are believed to be part of a road construction crew are presumed dead after Baltimore's Francis
Robo, is that real or are you just coming up with shit?
What did he say?
He said Nancy Pelosi's father was the mayor, most corrupt mayor in American history. That's probably true. When Robo spit shit, like I tend to listen to him.
Okay.
Unless he follows it up with "ya pleb cunt," then I know he's probably just bullshitting.
Hey, Robo, I want to tell you something. Do you know that Gavin Newsom's related to Nancy Pelosi?
Here we go.
Just letting you know.
Here we go.
We want to go down the conspiracy rabbit hole.
I'm just asking the hard questions.
They're related.
I'm just asking the hard questions.
So what did he say? LOL. Oh, good.
He said LOL. Literally, he said LOL.
La 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 la.
It's true. It's through marriage, but it still counts because it's corrupt.
Okay,
it's all corrupt.
Yeah. Francis Scott Key Bridge. Can we Google Earth that? Can we get some eyes on the bridge right now?
I feel like you might be putting yourself on like a target on your map. Back if you look it up right now.
I don't want me a target on my map.
Why? It's on the news. Everybody's gonna look up.
Yeah,
the
news
is
tight though. The news is tight. Yeah.
X marks the spot. The collapse came after a 984-foot cargo ship hit the bridge's pillar. This is awesome too, because in the book.
Mm-hmm. What book?
In the book the Pleb Book Club is reading, called The End of the World is Just the Beginning, there is a whole section dedicated to shipping and how the second one shit like hits one fan, like the ripple effects, because of how tight like the shipping game is, like everything is just proper fucked.
It's hella tight. And now we got a bridge down.
And then, and that's just the beginning.
Yeah.
Oh, wait till the shit starts happening like on purpose.
Yeah, this it has been, dude. All the shipping stuff's been crazy. Do I remember when there was like a battery shortage and like a technology?
I've survived all of it, Ben. I've survived it all.
You are a cockroach.
I am legit a cockroach. You're fucking cockroach. Maryland Gov Wes Moore told reporters Tuesday evening it's a quote really heartbreaking conclusion to a challenging day. Oh, is somebody having a tough day, bud?
I mean, you signed up for that job.
How's your life as governor of Maryland, which is where Baltimore is? Holy fuck.
Damn.
Late Tuesday, it was discovered that two of the construction workers who went missing after the bridge collapsed were from Guatemala. The country's Ministry of Foreign Affairs said late Tuesday. The victims, eight people, were on the bridge when it fell. At least two people were rescued. One was taken to the hospital and was later discharged like a firearm. The incident video shows the moment the entire bridge structure falls into the water. How as did the they ship happen hits to get a... What?
Sorry.
There's just cams everywhere, I didn't right? Mean, okay. There's, yeah. It's okay. Yeah. I'm going to let that one slide, but do it again. I'm going to cut your fucking balls off. I'm going to shove them down your throat.
I
need my balls.
Actually, no, I never use them anymore.
That's true.
All yours.
All yours, bud.
Make a purse out of
them. I'm make a necklace out of it. Like a Flavor Flav clock with Ben's little fucking nuts. Put them on the Challenger.
They're huge. They're just swollen.
Dangling like fucking
I think
dice.
They're infected.
Oh, Ben.
Just letting you know.
Ben. Are you getting your gross infected body all over my fucking house?
No, I'm sweating on your little butt pillow here.
Oh my God, Ben.
Yeah.
Just clean it up a little, all right? You know? Sorry. Have a little fucking self-respect, huh?
Well, you know I'm homeless, right?
Have you been going to the gym lately?
Yeah. I have.
U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen said the path to rebuilding the bridge will be long and expensive.
That's what she said.
That's what she fucking said.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Kevin.
That's why you come to the jam hole.
Senior White House advisor Tom Perez said Tuesday it's too early to tell how long... and how hard
and how infected.
Expensive.
I mean, expensive.
I mean, sleeper cells. Fuck. President Joe Biden said Tuesday,
Baltimore is a shithole. He's like, where the hell am I? As he gets the news.
He's quoted as just saying, damn, look at us do political humor. I
it's
like
about
it.
Time.
It feels good. It feels
I've
right.
I've never seen you do it.
It feels fucking right. I'm doing it. I'm it's like a regular fucking Jon Stewart over here.
Well, we've hit Trump. We've hit Pelosi.
Oh, I'll hit him Biden. All. Hit him with my dick.
Hit him up.
Those,
hit
are,
him
the, up. Those are the big hitters.
Move him out. Heavy hitters.
Yep.
Long, expensive, hard. Biden said he wants the federal government to bear the full cost of rebuilding the collapsed bridge. Why not?
We're
fucking loaded. Fucking crank that printer back on, bro.
I mean, it's better than tossing it all to Ukraine.
But yeah,
that's my personal opinion.
I mean,
that's not facts.
I mean,
well, if we're gonna
would
get
you
a
rather
bunch...
spend your money here at home fixing stuff or just
or
lighting it on
Israel
fire?
10 billion more missiles.
Yeah, like
I mean, they need the missiles. They obviously need the missiles.
I can't.
Sorry,
my heart. I just you know I nope. can't.
I don't support war, but I support Israel.
I don't know.
Whatever they got to do to get it done, that's what they got to do.
I can't. No. Nope. All right. Maybe. Anyway, moving on. Okay. Thank you. That was a great piece. Robo, I think, sent that one in this morning to my DMs, and he said, look DM at this.
Check this.
Look at this
bridge
fucking
out.
Retarded ass shit. Hey, America, how you doing?
Man.
Don't you have a lady boy to go, like, nuts to go
it's
fondle?
It's nice to know we'll never get canceled here at the jam.
You can't fucking cancel.
You can't cancel the already canceled.
Shit.
I cancel myself.
My mom tried to cancel me once.
Yeah.
Once.
Canceled first.
Never again. I canceled that bitch so fast. Thought it was a Netflix subscription.
Just canceled her long and deep.
All right. Are you familiar with... chroming?
No. What is this, like docking? Is this like edging?
Slightly. This has to do with an 11-year-old boy who died after
so
attempting viral chroming social media challenge at a sleepover. And I think, I mean, we've been around the block long enough times to like know that
he had it coming.
He deserved this, being a ginger, you know? No, that, you know, all of these challenges, they come from the same place, and it's really
Who
just like...
Who let Illuminati.
Their child on there at 11?
Who
Why are your children on
out?
Social
question.
Media able to see that shit at 11?
Stop it.
What kind of shit? What happened?
Something that almost killed the boy. That's what
no,
happened.
No, I get that, but I guess at the end of the day, not all of us have loving parents that work from home and can... monitor every move. Take
what are you trying
first.
To say? You calling us helicopter parents?
No, I'm saying
you got
that
beef. My whole crew got beef.
I'm
Let's
just
go.
Talking in my own personal situation growing up. I was online all the time. Well, I never got involved in any of these challenges.
You and Brady, and look how you guys turned out.
It predated
this guy. He doesn't fucking know when his fucking bills are due, even though they've been due for the last 20 fucking years.
20 years. You hear that? Since I was 16.
Since he was 16, he's had the same stretch of bills.
That's right.
Still don't know when they're due.
No, I don't know when they're due.
Who knows? How do you find it? Who do you talk to?
They're all paid.
I tried to call my mom about it, and she said, shut the fuck up and be an adult, you pussy. You remember when you peed on my carpet? Yeah. Payback's a bitch, pussy. Sorry.
Wait, back to the story about
this
Baltimore.
Is chroming. No, we're past chroming. Baltimore. We're okay. Discussing chroming. So,
I gotta know what this challenge is.
He's about to tell us.
Well, I would if you'd let me. Chroming may, you might know it by its other name.
Docking.
Huffing.
Oh.
Huffington Post.
Okay.
No, huffing. Which involves, if you don't know,
a can of duster,
inhaling the fumes from cleaning products or toxic substances to get high. I really like the smell of this
bleach.
You know what's really good is when you mix bleach and ammonia together. Man, that is the best.
That smells the best.
Dead, just dead right there. Dead as a doornail. Inhaling toxic fumes, if you didn't know, these can affect the nervous system, which leads to slurred speech. I swear I haven't been crumbing, you guys.
This reminds me of when I was a kid. You know
dizziness
what I would do?
And even death. Sorry, go ahead.
Whenever I'd see an oil spill in like a mud puddle, I'd go drink out of the mud puddle with oil in it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's how you train for Naked and Afraid.
That's how you become a Navy SEAL like me.
That's how you become a man.
Peak perfection.
Hey, you can't steal valor like that.
Yes. What? No.
Did you guys catch that? He just tried to steal valor.
No, I didn't.
He said a Navy SEAL like me.
I'm not a Navy SEAL.
No, clearly.
I never.
Fucking Chris Pratt over here.
Sorry.
Jesus Christ,
I've just kicked him 3 times now.
Fucking Chris fucking Pratt. Good Lord.
Yep.
So this not a Navy SEAL went into cardiac arrest once he got to the hospital and then died.
Isn't that the show you've been watching?
Yeah, kind of. He died instantly after a sleepover at a friend's house of the boy's grandmama, Tina Burns. She said, quote, the boys had tried the TikTok craze, chroming.
She knew exactly what it was.
You dance with the devil. Sometimes the devil takes that soul down to Georgia. Do you want to live in Georgia?
And do you know how to fiddle? Because you better learn.
That's how you get to live in Georgia. Not a great place.
No. Is that where this took place?
Sorry. No.
This is Baltimore.
The devil went down to Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Georgia.
God, man. Keep up. Burns told the Times of London that the hospital did everything to try to bring him back, but nothing worked.
He wasn't having it.
He had a heart of gold, just like his dad. Yeah.
Sounds like a chrome.
And a brain of fucking mush, apparently. Fucking huffing. Like, what are you doing?
What did he huff?
TikTok, man. Come on.
He's huffing the TikToks.
It doesn't say toxic chemicals.
That could be anything.
Right? Like, you could have gone outside and been like, toxic chemicals.
This could have at least been a warning to other children.
That could have been a marker.
Not to huff.
Nice. One at a time. What?
That could have just been a permanent marker.
Okay. Which smell great,
now
honestly.
You?
They do not.
I love a good permanent marker.
Some of them.
They're all good.
Do you remember the ones that had the good smells?
Those weren't permanent, though.
Oh, man. I love the rubber cement smell, too.
I love the way they tasted.
Mm-hmm.
Personally.
Yeah. Call that a Northwest popsicle.
Oh, my goodness. The social media trend has led to numerous teen deaths around the world, which China has taken full responsibility for.
Mm-hmm.
They said, fuck you.
They're like, we hate kids.
Fuck you, other countries. Because they know that their
kids are smart enough to not be on TikTok watching
they're
challenges.
All of these different age gaps, like they're getting to the point where they are just old and there's nobody coming in to replace.
Yeah.
And so they're trying to like
delete
other people's fucking otherwise. Because
the less kids they have in London and America, the easier it'll be to take over.
Well, yeah, because then that throws our shit all off.
Yeah, exactly.
If you don't have like the proper numbers replacing the numbers leaving, eventually like you're fucked. And so we're trying to like push
people
that
in,
off
people
as
out.
Long as possible.
Right. But no, we're not keeping up because no one's having kids.
Yeah.
Well, no one can afford it.
We had one.
Yeah. But China's also not having
just
kids either.
Kidding. Love you.
The world population's slowly going down.
Well, and you know, and it's all of these things that really
are upsetting.
They used to be, but now with the power of emotional support snails, this is what drives me.
This is just another day in paradise.
This is what drives me every day to get out of bed now.
Seeing the death of children.
Is seeing the smiles that these emotional support snails bring to people. Me, namely.
I had that so reversed.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay, I thought you wanted more carnage.
You know what? You'll have another chance next week. You'll have another chance next week.
You know, snails,
I'm here to heal, okay? I'm a healer. I'm a spiritual
snails
healer.
Snails are known for, like, growing inside of dead bodies.
Oh, yeah. Snails will eat a body from the inside out.
Yeah, and they burrow their way out.
Yep, they always say, be wary of a man with a snail farm. And guess who's got two now? That's right.
That's right. Oh, working on your third, too, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Once they start breeding.
Yep, and then they just, like, it never stops.
Imagine if they got out.
No, they can't.
Yeah.
I had a firm discussion with them. And
I just,
like,
had the craziest memory of my childhood.
Okay.
We went to Woodland Park
for a field trip. Place. Yeah, yeah.
And we all got plastic bags.
Uh-huh.
And we all got to pick out
molested.
Our own favorite. No.
Oh, okay.
No,
sorry.
No. We all got to pick up a bunch of snails and put them in the bags. Put them in the bags and take them home. And I remember I left the bag open. The snails got out. My mom was pissed.
Nice.
Part
okay.
of my childhood, so.
Yeah, so I see why you have that, like, adverse, almost dickish, like, reaction to the snails.
What? No, I love them.
No, that's not what they said.
What did they say?
They
wasn't
say
shaking
that
them.
You've been,
What'd they say?
You're not very gentle. You're not a gentle...
You did some naughty things to them last night.
What did I do to the snails?
He said he used one like a fleshlight, baby. He ripped it wide open. Oh, God. That's rude, man. I can't believe you.
They're talking shit.
I just got there and it was just like fucking...
They're making outrageous claims.
Vietnam over here.
Throwing around accusations.
Dead snails and semen everywhere.
I'll see you guys in court.
What a mess. It's fucking slanderous. You slanderous cunt.
That's right.
Good Lord. So yeah, you know, don't do things you see on... TikTok,
even if it seems fun and cool and you want to fit in, kids.
How is Huffy? Yeah,
if you're 12 or under, you're listening
to
the show.
Huff gas, you know. So I know what these kids are going through.
I had a friend that used to huff a bunch of duster. Actually, everybody did that, but me, because I wasn't.
No, duster was legit. My first time huffing duster was at a phone work site. And it was good shit.
It's a very jam hole thing to say.
It was. It was. I was on site working for fucking Nortel Networks. And one of the fucking site managers was like, hey, you ever huff duster? And I was like, no.
You're like, no.
He's like, bro, check this shit out. Fucking climbed up into a fucking, like, where all the cable runs go, like up in the ceiling. And just fucking... Holy fuck. Like, best day of my life. No, not the best.
Dude, one time my friend was huffing this duster.
Mm-hmm.
And he took like a huge, huge one.
Oh, yeah. Got to.
Well, he's standing there and he.
A huge one.
We had a chair right by him in case he passed out, and he passed out. But my friend.
Oh, he hit the chair.
No, my friend pulled the chair out right before he landed on it.
Yes.
Oh. He landed flat on his ass. Oh. And when he came to, the dog was licking the inside of his mouth.
Oh, yeah. That's disgusting.
It was the worst thing I've ever seen.
Not only did he have a fucking black eye, but he also got worms from the dog.
It's like, why is my asshole bleeding?
Why do I have worms coming out of my butt? Kyle says, when I came to this space, I was innocent. Now we are having snail fleshlights. What the fuck? Yeah, I mean, you know, the emotional support snail is just one aspect of a tri-pronged approach to retirement.
Yeah, I need a code name if I'm going to keep being on this show.
Code name.
Ben. Anything but Ben. Ben.
Not Ben.
I am Ted.
Code name, not Ben.
Hey, Ben, I heard you on the Jamel. No, you didn't.
No,
that was my
that
cousin.
That was my brother. My
other
cousin.
Ben.
My cousin from another Ben. Brother. Brother Ben. The police have launched an investigation and are treating Tommy's death as unexplained.
As a suicide. Unexplained.
I mean, you explained it right there.
Yeah,
he fucking
China did it.
Huffed a bunch of shit because TikTok told him to, and now he's dead. So
blame it on China.
There's a GoFundMe page set up for the family because
they need money.
But you're one child less. So if anything, you should be like
giving money to China.
Up on money, though.
You should be paying more in taxes.
Well, no, because you have less
kids.
Less kids.
Which yeah. means more money.
Which means more money.
Right.
So what the fuck do you need funds for little Tommy's send-off?
Send-off.
I'm sorry. I don't want to, like, speak ill of the dead, but your kid's kind of a fucking retard.
His coffin's the shape of a and can of duster.
Where the fuck were the parents at?
Seriously.
Like, what the fuck were you guys doing? Playing Irish fucking spring?
When I was 11, I was drinking bleach with the best of them. I don't know what the hell these kids are doing.
Just drinking bleach, smoking meth, and fucking eating niacin so I could pass any drug yeah. test that came my way.
And always had a chew in my a dip
How
in my mouth.
How the fuck did they raise $4,500 of a $3,000 goal? Oh, what the fuck?
Dude, they're crushing
$193. Are you fucking kidding me?
Whenever you need money, just have one of your kids die.
Oh, I'm gonna put snails. I'm gonna start a GoFundMe for the snail farm for emotional support snails, and we'll see how.
Yeah, if you want to sponsor a snail, email info@thejamhole.com.
We do have a Patronus if you'd like to subscribe. You want to see
these
snails?
Oh, that's what you should do.
Can do instead of like Bro. They always oh have God. These like tiers, these levels of like how oh, awesome
I have
things
tears.
Can.
I just made a $1 million idea.
So many
just
tiers
now.
Right now, you guys.
We need a microphone.
Uh-huh. Got
three
it.
Four cameras.
Okay.
And we need the snail terrarium on a live feed oh, on YouTube that
24/7.
We can monetize 24/7.
Boom.
And
done.
We feed them once a day.
Done.
Or however often.
Thanks for listening. Email info@thejamhole.com.
I just made us $1 million.
You did.
If you
legit, want to
see snails.
If you want to fast forward to when that first check clears, wake me up when it happens. No, that's legit a good idea. You know how I know that? Because earlier when I was in the shower.
Do you have the
I know,
same
I know
idea?
You don't take showers, but I kind of had that same idea.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
Nice.
But I just like kind of wrote it off like, oh, yeah, it's fucking.
But now that someone else is saying, you're like, that wasn't
no,
a good idea.
No, because the first thought was that's a dope idea. And then the second thought was every fucking end of the month. I get a fucking message from my fucking internet
that
provider
first
that I have
just had.
Fucking unlimited fucking internet that they're like, oh, hey, bud, you're going over. You're about 98% through. I know it's only the 20th and you've got 10 more days. We've went ahead and increased your speed, but that unlimited plan's not really unlimited. So kindly go fuck yourself and pay us $10 a gig. Thanks.
What?
Thanks.
This is what you've been dealing with?
And then so I just like didn't think of it. But you know what? Fuck them.
Who do you go through?
Fucking who everybody goes through. There's only one service provider.
Comcast.
That's they're the only one.
Xfinity.
They're the only one. Let's yeah. don't dox my service provider.
Sorry,
please.
My bad. I don't even know. But what I'm getting at is we got to film those snails, bro.
Gotta just lie. We haven't got to film them. We just live stream that
we
shit.
We can make snail pornography.
Let's start a snail telegram and Whoa. We'll just fucking
snailogram.
Snailogram.
Yep.
Thank you. They were fucking earlier. I was just saying, like, snail orgies are a thing, you guys. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you guys ever watch ducks fuck. Like, ducks are fucking aggressive as fuck, right?
They're kind of boring in a way.
Super angry and just yeah. aggro.
Biting like, each other.
That's kind of how snails be fucking, but in, like, a slowed down, more graceful, elegant sort of dance.
It's sexier because it's more wet.
Yeah, exactly. A lot more slime.
Ugh.
Ugh. Oh, this is fun. I guess we talked about politics. We might as well check the religion box while we're here.
Perfect.
Church attendance has declined in most U.S. religious groups.
That's what I've been saying.
Hallelujah!
Praise the Lord! Now, is that because people are, like, getting smarter and they're like, wow, that's, like,
no,
just...
You think people are getting
a giant,
smarter?
as soon as I said it, I was
religious.
Like, fuck
That's
me.
Not the answer.
Retarded.
It's funny to think that when people were smarter, they were attending
no,
church
but,
more.
I mean, do you think that they're smarter in regards to the grift that is religion?
No, because those
nice
mega churches
religion.
Still happen.
Fuck, dude, they happen.
Yeah, they're happening.
3 in 10 U.S. adults attend religious services regularly.
Make that 4 out of 10.
Led by Mormons at 67%.
Oh, fuck. 2 more percent, guys. Ugh. Get those numbers up.
Come on, those are rookie numbers. As Americans observe Ramadan and what? Are we, when was
Are we
this?
Muslim now?
Is it Ramadan?
March, what is Ramadan?
March 25th, 2024.
Hot Ramadan.
This was yesterday.
Hot Ramadan. No, Ramadan.
Wait, was it yesterday?
He said hot Ramadan.
Yeah, like ramen.
Dying, like ramen.
Yeah.
Top Ramadan. There we go. Edit out the rest of that. Slap it in there. It'll be fine.
That's what she said.
The percentage of adults who report regularly attending religious services remains low. 3 in 10 Americans say they attend religious services every week. 21% or almost every week. 9% while 11% report attending about once a month, and 56% report being molested at church. Just kidding.
I gotta start going to church.
But not really.
Yeah.
Among major U.S. religious groups, members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, also widely known as the Mormon Church, what a bunch of fucking weirdos, are the most observant. We don't care to alienate any other religious groups.
I just
evening.
Gotta say, at least they're wearing underwear.
That, yeah.
A lot of these people running around these days underwear. Are fucking acting weird.
I don't. Why do you wear underwear? It's unnecessary.
Because it's free.
It's extra laundry.
It's a free way to feel great.
You get free underwear?
No.
At like the fucking homeless shelter?
No, I mean,
what?
It's free to put them on. Aside from like a few calories.
What? But what the fuck does it do?
I'm so lost where that came from.
Yeah, wow.
I push him shit out of left field, but that's further than left field.
Yeah, I'm not sure what I'm talking about.
Personally, I really like the feeling of my bare buttocks against my bare
jeans?
Denim jeans. So comfy.
Is it?
It is.
I've Ramadan been doing is this that one where the fasting
like
comes in.
20 years old. Probably before that, since I was like 14 or 15.
You just started freeballing.
Just, yeah, I was like, this is.
And kept wearing jeans,
this
though.
Is right. Oh, yeah.
Crazy choice.
Love it. Well, it used to be like parachute pants.
I see.
And you know what the balls on the pair. Oh,
back when you needed
beauty,
more space.
Beauty. Oh, yeah.
Less space as you age.
Yep. Yep. You shrink. Everything shrivels.
I know.
Like a snail.
I know. It's embarrassing. I don't even shower in public anymore.
I don't even shower anymore. Mormons, the most observant, with 2/3 attending church weekly or near weekly. Protestants, including non-denominational Christians, rank second with 44% attending services regularly, followed by Muslims, who get their heads cut off if they don't attend services regularly.
You know they're there.
38%.
Oh, they're at 38%?
Only 38%.
Catholic at 33%.
So Catholic,
well, that's because they just,
down.
Yeah, but don't the Muslim, they just like, their numbers are only down because of
I
like,
think they like to be called Muzzies.
All the suicide bombings.
Oh, right, yeah.
Is that, can I say that?
No,
I don't know.
Isn't that, pertaining to the ones okay. here in the U.S.?
Just, sorry,
wasn't
just,
that directly?
What do they say? Allah Bakhtar?
Yeah, Allah Akbar.
Allah Bakhtar.
Allah, yeah, I don't know.
This sounds like some kind of granola thing.
I feel like you're going to start the Prius in the morning and it's going to explode. So if you could just park away from my
bombs
car.
Over Baghdad.
And away from. Zero dark 30.
Yeah.
If you could park away from the house and my car and like everything, that'd be great.
That would suck. The Prius turning into a car bomb is the last thing I'd expect. Ew,
right? Thus, the most likely outcome.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, yes.
Majorities of Jewish, Orthodox, Buddhist, and Hindu Americans, that's dot, not feather, say they seldom or never attend religious services.
Yeah, well, that's a lie.
26% of Orthodox adults, who cares? Hindu Americans with no religious affiliation, including those who say they are atheist or agnostic, are very unlikely to attend church.
They only go when their parents force them.
3% say they attend weekly or nearly weekly.
What's up with the Quoted Church of Satan
saying,
numbers?
That's a great place to pick up loose chicks. Major religious celebrations for people of the Christian, Jewish, Muslim, and Hindu faiths in March and April, which involve gatherings of the faithful at churches for the sacrifices and synagogues, mosques, and temples, will likely draw many more.
Commentary like that's called blood libel, and it's completely anti-Semitic.
Oh, sorry.
Church statistics even worse than going to church
itself. I had this crazy dream. I was God and I was eating bacon.
Oh,
in the Middle East. I don't know what's happening. You know, all faith seeing declines in regular attendance because nobody gives a shit anymore.
Yep. People have stopped trying.
That's good. You know, as they should. Why bother?
I miss the good old days.
That's same here.
People were actually wore pants to Walmart instead of just pajama pants.
Before, pre-people of Walmart.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
This is kind of crazy. Yeah, this is kind of right up your fucking alley hole here. The Sean Diddy Combs.
Oh, yeah. I've been getting into that
investigation.
Lately. Apparently, every room in his house happened, had fucking pinhole cameras.
Did he do it or did he do it?
They're saying he's the next Epstein.
No.
They're saying that he's been filming all these freak-out parties.
Well, obviously.
Where people are sleeping with these 15-year-olds.
For his OnlyFans.
Well, it's only fans. It's mostly perverts that work at the banks.
15-year-olds only. Sean Diddy Combs' homes in L.A. and Miami have been raided by Homeland Security investigations agents and other law enforcement officers due to a possible ongoing sex trafficking investigation. U.S. officials confirm Monday, ladies and gentlemen, 2024.
That would make so much sense.
It would make sense. I've been looking at a lot of this info lately. And I'll tell you this. He had his own private jet.
Hollywood police.
Well, they all do. And there's a reason for that.
Yeah, so you can get rid of the bodies easier.
Duh.
And you can also traffic the children easier.
Duh.
Which I wouldn't know anything about.
This is all common knowledge, though. I mean, why are people like acting?
But why Puffy all of a sudden? That's the thing I don't get.
Who did he piss off?
Exactly.
Right?
Who did he piss off? He's the fall guy.
Okay.
Yeah. Apparently, he had his own madam, like Ghislaine Maxwell.
Do you think it's possible that Kanye knew this was going to happen to him, so he acted even more crazy to make them be like, okay, we'll find a different fall
Kanye
guy.
Kanye tried to expose this.
And then they
this.
Went after Diddy?
Kanye tried to expose Diddy recently.
Did he?
And so did 50.
Thank you.
Diddy, yes. 50.
Thank you. Oh.
Yeezy. All of them. They've all been intermingling. Cat Williams recently said that
if the
Puffy
fuck,
wants
bro?
A party, you got to tell him no to protect that virgin hole.
Wow.
You got to tell him
I don't
no.
know about
Thank
Cat.
You. Thank you, Mr. Williams.
That's what Cat said.
Thank you, Mr. Williams.
Just saying.
Appreciate that.
I mean, it's good advice.
And I only call you bitch because I ain't got time to learn all your names. He's great.
That's a good
him and fucking game. On the fucking the Boondocks and him in fucking
he's
that
one of
fight.
The best.
Like,
yeah.
He's well, I wouldn't say
to
the
take
best.
Advice
I put him
from
in the top
though,
five.
What?
No?
What?
Top, your,
hold on. Top five
comedians?
All of all time.
Well, maybe well
really? I my, suppose you no. got okay. what's his dick up there too, that oh, other idiot.
Louis
fucking,
C.K.?
No, the other one.
Lucy K for sure.
No, yeah, but
with Norm MacDonald number one,
yeah,
Dave but, Chappelle number two.
Okay, yeah,
Lucy
no,
K
who's
number
the other
three.
Dude? Oh. Dane Cook?
No,
what? You seem like the kind of guy that likes Dane Cook.
What the fuck? No, that's really
I
insulting.
I know that was.
You
I'm,
go.
You, know
you go to bed. You're getting tired.
I'm
you
sorry.
Clearly
that was
need
mean.
Some rest.
It's hot in here. I don't have my emotional support snail. And you know what? I apologize. That
you're
was
clearly sobering up. We need you on
rude.
The drugs soon.
Get that Narcan in here, please. Holy fuck. Two women accused the music mogul of sexual abuse in November last year, 1 week after he settled a separate lawsuit with the singer Cassie.
Oh, yeah.
That contained allegations
oh, yeah.
of rape and physical abuse. Huh.
Dude, check this out. I listened to
so
a whole
did
thing
he
about that.
Or
did he not? Well, they're calling stop. Him P. Diddler
I
now.
I can't. Ooh, nice.
The P. Diddler.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah.
I'd like to see like an AI rendition of like Jim Carrey's Riddler, but it's him and it says Diddler.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, get on that email info at thejamhole.com.
Apparently what they're saying is that he was paying Chippendale's dancers to fucking rape her while
the
he
dude?
Watched.
What?
Yeah.
That's a weird move.
And then filming it so he could jerk off later.
Why wouldn't you just participate, make a deposit in the old spank bank
he's
first
already
national.
Banged her to death. He wants to see other people abuse her now.
Why?
Because that's what happens when you get this perverted. You gotta escalate.
It just continually one-upping
you
yourself
have to pay
until what?
Other
you
men to
choke
rape
yourself,
your wife in front of you.
Until what? You choke yourself to death
which
and
is
you
hella
die
perverse.
Like fucking Carradine and those other dudes?
Well, ask
and
Diddy.
Then that's it. Game over?
Did he not?
Did he do it? Did he not? Did he do it?
Maybe it's about time for Diddy to give up.
Good
like,
Lord, you guys, this is the world. This is you know,
Pac killed.
This is the world we deserve.
Well, you know what was
this
interesting?
Is what we deserve. Thank you.
You know, he produced a lot of the music for Biggie.
Ugh.
He produced a lot of those beats back in the 90s.
Yeah,
for
and
East
a
Coast.
Lot of like cannabis shit.
All
yep.
sorts of
oh,
shit.
Yeah.
yeah.
Oh yeah. And he's got his little Diddy well, fingies and everything.
This
huh?
guy I was listening to today. Was bringing Ugh. Up that song "Hypnotize." Ugh.
Oh yeah.
And he's like, was there some kind of MK Ultra shit going
oh,
on back then?
When was there not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you think about those lyrics, it's like kind of fucked up knowing now that like he's getting accused of all this like trafficking stuff.
Yeah, lucky for me.
You didn't traffic anyone.
Lucky for me, I never got into his
good
shit.
Good thing I made good decisions.
I said no to his contract.
Yeah, he called me up once. He's like, yo, I like your style. I was like, is this Puff Daddy? Man, your shit is whack. And then I hung up on his ass.
I mean,
he was like, get me a fucking bagel and some cream cheese. And I was like, fuck you, Diddy.
Wait, why would he order that?
No, I don't know.
Is that like a thing?
Is it a thing?
I don't know. Well, you know what else?
A thing.
You know what else? What came up today was I was watching this video about how Usher went to this Puff Daddy music camp thing.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
How they were pretty much just like a sexually assaulting Usher when he was 14.
Well, I mean, it's Usher. Yeah, he's a good looking dude, right?
He's a good looking dude, but you shouldn't sexually assault 14-year-olds.
Well, that goes without
saying.
Even
if you're Puff Daddy.
I can't believe you had to say
actually,
that.
Actually, especially if you're Puff Daddy.
Yeah.
Or Diddy. Or Puff Daddy? P. Diddy?
Do they just, like, you just get to a point where you've done it all, and so there is no... Uh-huh.
And I think it also hits the point of, like, what can I get away with?
Why is that where it escalates to? That's so weird.
Well, because that's called chasing the dragon.
Robo says Diddy gave Usher herpes. Diddy?
No, that's a big rumor that's going around.
I can't anymore. No. I know.
Women after Usher for him giving them herpes.
Oh, good.
Supposedly,
Lord.
He got it from Diddy to begin with.
Diddy?
Damn, Robo's on top of his shit over here.
No, Robo's good shit, man.
Good
He's
work, Robo.
He is the only other person besides myself in this whole crypto Web3 space we're in that can, like, hold their own in an interview. Everybody else just
falls apart under the pressure,
flounders and fucking reverts to but man,
that's what you gotta do.
This cunt, he's good shit. He's that's why Rack FM is so dope.
That's the show
that
he does
right there. Yeah, he's Rack FM. He's basically Rack FM at this point.
But that only talks about crypto.
We chased all the other fucking pussies away.
Well, good thing Robo stuck around. Killing it.
I love it. Fucking love it.
Yeah, one thing about the jam hole is we love our fans.
One thing about the jam hole is that we don't give a flying fuck. And I believe that's what attracted us to the Rack FM gang. Zero fucks given. We don't give any flying fucks. It's like a match made in white chocolate, N-E-S-T-L-E-S heaven, you know?
That's the name of a crypto.
Maybe you can't resist.
Oh my God.
Who was that lady you were playing earlier? Mrs. Butter or something?
Mrs. fucking... Mrs. Miller. I was like chasing Ben around the house yelling Mrs. Miller.
That's
so dope.
I must have been upstairs during that event.
Her fucking her fucking album of cover songs. Mrs. Miller does these boots were made for walking. Oh my God. You guys haven't lived until you've like stroked an emotional support snail to Mrs. Miller's rendition of these boots were made for walking. These boots were made for walking. Oh, Mrs. Miller.
You gotta put that at the end of the show, actually. Or the intro.
Oh, God. All right. you guys are fun. Thank you.
Is it past midnight?
Oh, it's getting there. But that is all the time we've got.
Oh, really?
Unfortunately.
Damn.
Consider supporting this commercial-free... You got to take a page out of Yeah Dude's book. Commercial-free, listener-supported. Don't make us have to get ads. I can't even say that.
We do this for profit.
I only do this for fun. It's something to do. And, you know, it's a good excuse to talk to my significant other here.
Because you only see her once a week.
We only talk once a week. I see her every day because she cooks for me and shit.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something wildly different.
Nah. Nah. Okay. This woman here, like...
She's a cook.
She's a ride or die.
Earlier, she made eggs with hamburger and potatoes.
Her. Oh, yeah. She don't fuck around.
Guess what? I ate all of it.
Yeah, it's good. I allowed that to happen.
Scraped the pot clean.
I allowed that to happen, and I just want you to remember that every...
Did you clean the dishes?
You take.
I cleaned the dishes that I used.
Okay.
Every breath you make.
I'll be watching.
I allowed that to happen.
Yeah.
By supporting you.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's it. Email info at thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com. That's a website. Check it out. Voicemail line for you. 406-204-4687. Join us Friday, 9 p.m. Pacific, for us a very, very, very special Rack FM with the Jam Hole. Oh. We're going to discuss...
They're going to say an erotic episode of Jamhole.
We're going to...
We don't know yet.
We're going to auto-erotic asphyxiate ourselves while we discuss 10 ways to
die.
We're
going belt shopping tomorrow, so...
How do you want to die? Early. How do you not want to die? Well, find out Friday, 9 p.m. Pacific.
Everybody knows how I want to die.
We're not talking to you, bitch.
No, how do you want to die?
Not everything's always about you.
I want to know how you want to die. Don't say buried alive. Don't say buried alive.
Friday. Okay. Join us Friday. All right. Thanks for listening, y'all. Peace out.
Peace.
Bye.
From the genesis, we've been sweating this excellence. Set the sentiment up by the bar inside the basilisk. Motherfuckers, they got me dead. Just call me Lazarus. Back from an app. Looking over all these hazardous documents. Full of occupants that never seen it coming. They got the walk right but never made no money from it. This ain't the boss life, so sign it right here on the dotted. You see a lot of these incumbent Oscars try to rise above it, but they drowning under the weight of their own egos. They try to sound stable, but it's smooth Violet Taylor burning up these politics soups on Come and Get It. What's for dinner next? I don't know. It's got some owls in it. Oh no, trying to stream swap. He gonna make a buck. Watch his dream flop right out the gate, cause he's fucking nuts. Selling overpriced CBD. Man, that's weak stuff. That's karma, bitch. It's why your NFTs suck. Clown town out here with that little peck of energy. Mix it with the five of dev with wild grifted tendencies. You can find your exit liquidity in some other vicinity. You will never be rid of me. We are your dead reckoning. Snatch and grab, wipe your memory clean. Lock you in a cellar and throw away the key. Like Jimmy Diotta. Trash in, trash out. Walking on the sun, you fucking pleb. Smash mouth.
You guys are having fun talking about fucking vaporware.
It's really simple. You guys are all in a broken system. Fucking
dingy back rooms and hand jobs. How the bar sells. Think you wanna form an alliance with these cartels? On one hand, I like money, and that's okay. But on the other, I'm not a big fan of all this pay to spray to play at the bathroom boys club. Got the validator sets locked up tighter than FTX own retarded Iron Man. His entire fam got the fingers in the cherry pie. Think about the narrative, the rich leading the blind. We idolize sinking back up inside the tribal mind. Hive quantum crystal rendering spread across the lines. It's imperative, we got to reinforce the narrative. Watching all these bots getting simped, it's embarrassing. We barely made it out alive, barreling down this one way. Luckily at least half of us don't mind the gunplay. I'll prepare the misery, we got a lot of history locked inside a mystery. Prepping all these grenades, take it back to 2018. They bugging every single person on your team. It's like a racket trying to hack up the scene. There ain't no way to reimagine the balance. They come to intervene, so hide your talent. This scoundrel's up in the beans. Clown town out here with that little peck of energy. Mix it with the five of dev with wild grifted tendencies. You can find your exit liquidity in some other vicinity. You will never be rid of me. We are your dead reckoning.
Great. Chubby, you're up. What are you guys saying, bro? You guys are having fun talking about fucking vaporware a lot, eh? You're in a broken system, though. It's really simple. You guys are all in a broken system of vaporware and useless fucking crap. So, yeah. Pepe solves this, baby. Let's go.
Alright, well, long Pepe. Great hearing you from you.
Finn, you say it with your own words. Give us your thoughts, man.
Just another day, this clown-ass market, watching these clown-ass plebs pull clown-ass shit on other clown-ass motherfuckers, holding these clown-ass bags, clown-ass bags, clown-ass plebs, clown-ass bags, clown-ass bags, clown-ass plebs, clown-ass bags, clown-ass bags, clown-ass plebs, clown-ass bags. Just another day, this clown-ass market, watching these clown-ass plebs pull clown-ass shit on other clown-ass motherfuckers, holding these clown-ass bags, clown-ass bags.
You gotta put in Mrs. Miller.
Mrs. Miller!
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole.com.